May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a remarkable scripture. This is from John 14, and Jesus has been talking about, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he reiterates that a couple of times. And then he begins to speak to the disciples again about the fact that something's about to happen that's not going to be comfortable for them. And he says in verse 28, well, I'll start verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. So, my peace I leave you, don't let my heart be troubled. So there's trouble coming, but don't let fear happen. I'll leave my peace with you. You heard that I said to you, I go away. I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, and the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you'll believe, as opposed to being afraid. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I've said this before. Jesus' crucifixion wasn't the enemy's story. It's a love story. It's a story about God's love for us, but even more personal for Christ, he says, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment to the cross, even so I do. Jesus said he went to the cross because he wanted to know the world to know how much he loved the Father. Now, did he go because he loved us? Yes. But what has he been talking to them about? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And obedience is an issue of love, not an issue of duty. It's an issue of love. Obedience is the most romantic word in Scripture in terms of the divine romance. And Jesus said, I'm going to show you what that looks like. I'm going to do as the Father commanded me, and I'm going to go to the cross, but it's because I want the whole world. When I'm hanging on that cross, I want the whole world to see how much I love him, no matter what it cost me, no matter what it made it look like. So I was thinking about the scripture that Bracken read when Jesus came and for baptism, and John said, I have need to be baptized by you. And he was looking for an explanation. If he needed to be baptized by Jesus, why in the world was Jesus asking to baptize him? And Jesus just said, what's important is that we fulfill our righteousness. And then the Father says after that, behold my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Jesus didn't give John an explanation. He just said, it's because it's what I'm supposed to do. Now, Jesus may have had a lot of deeper understanding of why he was going to do that, be baptized, but it was enough to him that John just simply heard, it's to fulfill all righteousness. And then the Father's response to him in that moment was, behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, there could be a lot of reasons why the Father said that in that moment, but for sure, contextually, one of the reasons the Father said that is because Jesus did what he was asked to do in fulfilling our righteousness. And by the fact that he didn't explain to John and just said, John, sometimes you just do things and you fulfill righteousness in doing them without even understanding why you're supposed to do them. But you just do them because you love him. And with that, God was pleased. There are going to be many times in your Christian life where God's going to ask you to do something and he doesn't fully explain to you why. And it may even be something that's very public. But Jesus said, the reason that I do what I do, even without explanation as to why I should do it, and no matter how much it might cost me or how humiliating it might be, Jesus was crucified naked. He gave up his dignity, his reputation, everything. Jesus said, I obey. And if I have to obey in a way that people around me don't understand, people think it looks like failure, people think it looks like I'm a mess, I do what I do because I love him. And I want the whole world to know how much I love him. And I don't have to have an explanation as to why. All I need to know is that this is what he said to do. Obedience is a love story. And sometimes for the one you love, you do what they desire even without understanding why that's necessary. I remember when Livy was pregnant, I think with Wood, it could have been Luke, we were at the beach and we had passed this little, you know, we were selling produce and stuff on the side of the road. And we went to stay where we were staying, and so that was, it was, I don't know how far it was, 10 miles longer. And the one, she began to talk from that moment, I want some tomatoes. I want to eat a tomato. I want to just get a tomato and eat a tomato. And finally, after a couple of days of telling me, I want to go back and get those tomatoes. And I'm thinking, I don't want to drive that far. And finally, I just said, why do you want a tomato? And I finally got it. It doesn't matter why she wants a tomato. I've never been pregnant and wanted a tomato in the middle of the night. The fact is that she wanted a tomato, and it was enough that I love her to pay whatever price I had to go get the tomato. And brother, she scarfed down some tomato. Well, obedience, there are times when you don't know why God wants you to do what you're doing. The only motivation, and you don't need an explanation. Stop it. Stop asking him to explain. It's enough that you're doing it because you love him. And this is a story, if you've been around long enough, I've told this. It's a true story about a single mother, post-World War II. Her husband had been killed in the war. And she had to work, didn't get home till late every evening. She had two jobs, worked in a diner. Her little boy was like 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old. It was always hard for her to get home and get her shoes polished and get everything ready so she could get ready to take him to church next morning. And so one day the little boy on a Saturday evening decided he would polish his mom's shoes for her. And she didn't get home till like 10 o'clock, and he was in bed, and she came home, and she found her shoes all polished. And it just blessed her heart. And so during the night, she went and put a quarter, taped it to the inside of his shoe that he would wear the next morning, and he woke up, and he found the quarter in the shoe, and he went to his mom. He said, "What? Why in the quarters?" He said, "Well, you shine my shoes. You polished them for me when I didn't have to stay up late. And I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate it." And he said, "Mom," he gave it back to her. He said, "I did it for love." That's obedience. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.